Thomas E. Parker, Alexandria, Virginia, Monday, October 14th.
Well, you indicated as we were walking in the house that 1927 saw you graduating from college. Where was this?
The University of Virginia.
The University of Virginia. Out in the Washington Park?
No, at Charlottesville, at Virginia.
Charlottesville, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't actually graduate. I finished 4 years there, but I wasn't taking a straight course.
Uh-huh.
I was taking architecture and fine arts.
Is that the interest that took you there?
Yes.
Architecture and fine arts?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any deeper seeds of that in the family? Was it extension?
No, I don't think so to that extent, except the family on the father's side were all very musical.
Uh-huh.
And my own interest was actually in architecture. As I got into it, I became more interested in painting and the history of art courses. Had good teachers up there.
Did you?
Lawrence Coker.
Yes.
Was the head manager, and he had the architectural record. Earl Warren Stark, who's on one of the government planning commissions here now.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Renewal. He had been assistant to Coker at Penn State before he came to Virginia to head the department there.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was Hudnett.
Hmm.
I Hudnett went up to graduate school at Harvard.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a
very, very. So they're both
staff.
Very, very top men in the field.
Yeah.
And so that was chiefly my interest. And when we got out of school, I went into architectural work.
You did.
In Richmond, with several firms. Charles M. Robinson, who did a lot of school architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Smith and Vandevort. And then up to, 31, I guess. When the architecture work petered out, I'd been working with a small arts group there.
In Richmond.
Mm-hmm. It's the old Academy of Art, which is the revival of the Academy of Arts and Sciences, was founded. Oh, I think back in 1780 or something like that.
It has a long continuity.
Well, I had a long continuity, but I mean, this is a reactivation of that down on the Academy Square, almost in the same location where it was originally held. So an old schoolmate of mine, Louis Belews, an architect in Richmond, we worked with the art school teacher, Miss Woodard, who was one of these high school teachers in art, who we both knew, and trying to revive some interest in art there in Richmond,
mm-hmm.
other than just a few exhibits at the Women's Club. So we did have a small group, a student group, in teaching, and then that developed, the old academy was developed, that went into exhibitions and a planned program of lecturers. Exhibits,
mm-hmm.
and particularly the development of the state artist. We held the first state artist exhibits, set those up. And it was all during those lean years. I worked part time there, $100 a month, which is more actually I get than anything else. Turned the avocation into a vocation.
Yeah. Was this in conjunction with the school systems?
No, it's entirely separate. It was built as sort of a little community art center,
mm-hmm.
for private subscription.
Private subscription.
Everything.
Yeah.
We had to go out and arrange our own financing and everything. The city did provide the quarters there.
Well, how did you develop the student body?
Well, that was another little group. We called an Art Center Club Group,
mm-hmm.
which sort of an adjunct to it wasn't actually part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Mrs. Woodard was the head of that group.
Yeah.
Where they held a session. But the academy itself, as it got into it, had